I'm here today with Martin DeJarlis. He's got a new single out called What They Say About Me. What's the weather like where you're at? You're in Terrace, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we're in the upper coastal mountain range. We're about 130 kilometers east of the west coast as far as Prince Rupert is concerned. So
It's
currently cloudy and cold here, but not raining today.
Oh, that's good. We got our first snowfall here in Calgary yesterday, but it didn't stick around, so we're all good.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the new song. It's Climbing, the Indigenous Music Countdown. We've been playing it here. Tell us the backstory.
Yeah, so I wrote the song a couple of years back when I was still back home living in Winnipeg. I was at work one day, and there was a very terrible car accident very close to our work site. There was one of our contractors that worked in our facility was involved in that, and he had life-altering injuries, but unfortunately the other woman that was driving the vehicle, she passed away. In the news later, we found out that she was a mother of six, and her kids were in different age ranges from, like, you know, 7, 8 years old right up to late teens, so that it was kind of up to the older siblings, I guess, to raise the other one. So I kind of just went home and had a minute to think about, you know, what I had transpired and you know, what I kind of hope that people will say about me when my time is gone. You know, did I make the most of my time here? And
yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people can relate to, right? We all kind of look back at what we've done and kind of judge ourselves, I guess, in a way, like, have we done enough while we're here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I kind of put, you know, some of my feelings down on the paper there and just kind of painted a bit of a picture of my life and what I want to do while I'm here and accomplish with my time. So
you mentioned back home in Winnipeg. Now, your whole family made a move right across the country to Terrace earlier this year. How's that been going? And has it sparked any new music for you? Are you writing new stuff because of new experiences?
Yeah, I've been writing here and there a little bit. I've been really busy doing the dad thing out here. My wife came out here for a job opportunity, and we followed her in the move to come and support. So I've been working in the evenings as the casino shuttle bus driver here in town, taking elders to bingo and the slot machines and that. So it's been pretty rewarding, and I've also been coaching some hockey here with my kids as well too in the last couple of weeks that started up. So
well, that must be great to be able to spend time with your kids in the hockey rink. Like, I played hockey when I was younger, so I know that that's a big time in a young person's life when they get to go to the rink and have that time with their buddies and just get out there and have some fun on the hockey rink.
Yeah, absolutely.
I coached back in the day when my little brother and I are 10 years apart. So when he was playing Timbits hockey, I had already finished playing midgets. So I helped out for a couple of years there too. And it is really rewarding working with kids. So good on you, man. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm coaching Timbits for my 7-year-old son's team. And I'm coaching U11 for my oldest guy's team. So it's definitely rewarding to get out there and work with the kids and to get them excited about the game of hockey, for sure.
Awesome. This is your third single release. You must be creating a buzz in the Indigenous music scene.
Yeah, for sure. I've had a couple singles out now. This is my third release, and the first two made it to the top 10 on the IMC chart as well. So, you know, still just trying to keep plugging away here and create a little bit of some buzz to have something to stand on when it's time to go on the road and do some tours and festivals and that sort of thing.
Well, Martin, how do people keep in touch with you online so they can keep track of any new music you got coming our way?
Yeah, for sure. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. You can check out my pages. Just search Martin DeJarlis Talent, and I do all my updates and stuff on there and current events and stuff like that. So Facebook, Instagram, and my music is also available on most major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all that kind of stuff as well.